We welcome you to the Autoimmune Mamas podcast with Teresa and Tiffany.
We wake up every single day with the reality that our lives have been interrupted by autoimmune diseases, but there is no stopping us. We are here as two friends, two mothers, hundreds of miles apart, wanting to share our stories with you. We will talk about our wins, our struggles, and everyday life. Please join us as we take this journey.
Hello, everyone. This is Teresa.
Hey, guys, and this is Tiffany. Today, I thought it would be fun to talk about a topic that I will give a quote by Maya Angelou, and you can figure it out. So the quote says, "How important it is for us to recognize and celebrate our sheroes." So I thought it'd be fun, Teresa, to talk about our female role models that we've encountered through our life and just have a positive, uplifting chat. I know a couple of the last one was medical and a little bit heavy. I thought this would be a little more light and fun to remember certain people.
Yeah, that's awesome. So I thought about this for a while. I didn't really think about this growing up, role models. I don't know if we grew up that way or if that was like introduced to us, like who's your role model? I was like, wow, this is a good question because I never was put in that position where I needed to have like a role model.
That makes sense.
I don't know if that's where it comes from. I don't know. I was even thinking about a hero. Those are pretty strong words to me. Hero and role model. But I have had people that I've really looked up to growing up. So one being a woman, her name is Jeannie Fellows. And I actually worked for her in a restaurant. Okay. And this was during the time when my dad had passed away. I think I kind of was lost. And I was trying to figure my life out and what I wanted to do.
Okay.
So going back, I have a bachelor's degree in recreation administration, okay? And then decided, okay, I want to be a chef. I worked in the restaurant as a server, and I was going to culinary school at the same time. Now, their family owned restaurants, you know, their whole lives. Her father did, and then she ended up, her and her brother, owning this restaurant and running it. She always said yes to me. Like, I want to learn. I want to learn how to, you know, run the front. Like, I want to learn how to be a hostess. I want to bartend. I want to work in the back. And she's like, whatever you want to do.
I
felt like I was a hard worker. But I watched her work ethic. And she was amazing. Like, she was the owner, okay? And she would be working harder right next to you. You know, wiping tables down at the end of the night, vacuuming. I would stay and help her vacuum after my shift. And we became good friends. She gave me like that. I mean, I knew what work ethic was because my dad was a very hard worker his whole life. I mean, I knew what that meant. My grandparents worked very hard in their bar business their whole lives. My mother also worked very hard at home with raising five children.
Sure.
But as an outsider, you know, I really understood the depth of that and giving me a chance to figure my way, because I didn't really know what I wanted to do. And that's how I became passionate about the restaurant business and culinary school and becoming a pastry chef and kind of finding out what I really wanted to do. I just think that she really made a mark in my life back when I was 20, you know, I was like about 22 years old. How about you?
So, yeah, I was like role model. So just to me, it's like a person I want to be like, you know, someone who has the attributes or the traits that I want to emulate or be like. And I would say I come from a pretty matriarchal, strong-willed, you know, female line. Uh-huh. Anyone who knows my mom and my mom's mom would completely agree and be shaking their head, as you are. But I'll start with a different lady because it kind of like, you know, says what you said. And it's someone who outside of your family that saw potential, because I think you expect your parents or your grandma, you know, to do that. But she wasn't a family member. So she was actually my librarian. So Mrs. Moritz, right? So Miranda Moritz, she was my librarian, and she just saw potential and she pushed me. She gave me my first job working at the library. Gosh, I was 14, probably. I couldn't drive. My parents had to drop me off to my job. I couldn't drive. I think she paid me $10 a day and bought me lunch. I mean, we're talking a long time ago. But, you know, she took me to fancy shows. She told me what I needed to do to get into college. She tutored me on for my ACTs. You know, I'm the first in my generation in my family to go to college. So my parents didn't know that stuff. I didn't know that stuff. So here she was. I mean, she told me I needed my eyebrows waxed. I mean, you know. Just like funny things, like just like what I needed to do in life, kind of, or what she thought I needed to do in life. So we, you know, she was at my wedding showers, my baby showers. She's stuck like she was with me through my whole, you know, through my life. And we, so I met her as a seventh grader, however old you are in seventh grade. Okay. And then I worked for her. And then as you know, I went to college for 8 years. Got married, had my kids, but she was always in and out of my life. And then as an adult, I moved back to where I grew up, and then we reconnected and we started doing lunches and we would go shopping together. And I have horrible sense of fashion, and she was very much a fashionista. So she would tell me she had to take me shopping, you know, like, Tiffany, do your eyebrows. Let's go shopping. Let's like that kind of stuff. So like, that was just someone, I think probably one of the only females like outside of my family that made such a huge impact. So I think that's pretty cool.
That is cool. I like that. I mean, you think about all the little things, you know, it doesn't have to be big. It's even just, you know, the little things. I mean, I remember Jeannie and I used to go to Friar Tuck restaurant and go get like this Weight Watchers ice cream and cookie. It's the things, right? You laugh about, you know, and I remember, right, her loving atomic fireballs. So one time I got a big box of those for her and we laughed about it. And, you know, it's them doing special things for you outside of what your family does. And you, yes, know, your family's awesome. My family's awesome.
Oh, absolutely. We both are so fortunate. We have we have those people around us. Yes.
Yes, for sure. We do. Definitely. Yeah. In fact, I would say my modern day hero, okay, is probably my sister Susie. She has pushed me to do things that I probably would have never done or accomplished. I may have started it, but I may have not finished it. Okay.
Right.
You know me, I'm a starter.
Sounding familiar. I know.
She's pushed me to be better, do better, know better.
Oh, nice.
Now, like, you know, as an adult. And we all need that little push in all points of our life. You know, whether you're, you know, you would have been probably about 12 years old. You know, seventh grade is like 12 years old, I'm thinking.
Right.
Something, yes, like that.
Yes.
You know, in your, you also need it in your, you know, 20s, in your 30s, in your 40s, 50s. I mean, different parts of your life. You know, each generation brings different moments in your life that you need sometimes a little push or a hero to look up to, or just someone to offer you some advice, or just a helping hand, you know.
Yeah, I agree. And if I look back and think about Mrs. Moritz, I mean, she always told me to call her Randy, and I just, you know, she was my I couldn't call her Randy like ever. I mean, right, I finally could, but she, I just loved how she raised other women up, like, and she was so comfortable in her own skin. And I think those are just two things that are, I mean, just stick with me. Like, those are, that's what I just think of when I think of her, like how comfortable and how she just always tried to, you know, to raise others up. So I'm sure I'm not the only 12-year-old, you know, that she took under their wing. I just happened to be one of them.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So then for, and if I look back, like, in my past, I do, I kind of look more for people who showed me things as the qualities for me, right? So what qualities did they have? So my grandma, so my mom's mom, she lost her mother at a very young age. And then she became a mother at a young age under some unusual circumstances. And she worked so hard. And I just remember, like, nothing could break her spirit. She was never unkind to anyone. She just, nothing could. And this lady, she was like my number one fan. She had cancer 3 different times, each 7 years apart. And she just was always that same person. Like, it just did not break her down or beat her down, you know? Yeah. So I always, like, admired that, which, you know, it's just another attribute that I would, you know, love to, again, emulate, which some days are better than others, but I just, that's what I remember, you know, remember taking away from, like, just from her courage. And, you know, she was sick. Like, we talk about autoimmune diseases, and I'm like, God, she had cancer and she was going through chemo. And this was years before, like, even some of the better drugs, you know, like, she was sick, but she would still cook with me, and she pushed through. And I could see that now, obviously, now that I have little ones who want to do things with me, even on days I feel crappy. But I can look back and see, like, she pushed through even on those hard days, which is really, really cool.
You know, when you reflect on that, gives you, like, a new meaning to a struggle and what, and who you want to become, you know, in the days that you struggle. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Yeah,
I found a good quote here. It says, be the kind of person that makes other people want to up their game.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Though everybody we've talked about, they're those kind of people.
Yeah.
That's really good. I really like that.
Yeah. So it really, you know, shines a light on the good in people that want to help other people.
Yes.
And some, and you know what? These people too, they don't even know they're a role model.
Right.
That's their life.
Yes.
That's the way they are in life.
So that brings me to my third person, and that's just it. It's my mom, right? So she doesn't even know that she's a role model. It's just who she is. Like, she just has a heart bigger than anyone I know. I mean, period. That's end of story. Mine's not even close. But, like, she just has, like, the power to make her life into this adventure, and she's always doing fun things. And, you know, she works so hard, but it's constant. Like, she's just constantly caring for others. But that just, you know, it's crazy. Just, I mean, what you said is exactly who I think of when I think of my mom.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that does, my mom works for the MRDD, you know, and it takes a special person to care for that population. And she is a fighter. I mean, she stands up for people who can't stand up for themselves. And that's just who she is and what she does. And that's just her norm. And she's feisty and compassionate and fiery. That can get her into trouble, and she wears her emotions on her sleeve. But when it comes down to it, she's living her life like anyone would want to do. She's helping other people live their best life. You know, I've heard over and over again of how well she does and how her homes really build up her clients. And so, you know, it's just neat. And so she doesn't think she's a role model, but I can guarantee if you asked, you know, any of those clients of hers who's been there or helped them the most, it's her. And I just, you know, I just think it's just ingrained. You know, some people it's just ingrained in them and it's who they are.
I love that. As I hear you talking about her, I'm thinking maybe we should write a note to each one of these people and let them know what a role model, and I don't know, is your role model the woman, is she still alive?
No.
I can't remember, she passed away recently, right?
She did pass recently. So my grandma passed away when I was 19. Uh-huh. She was only 60. Randy passed away last March. A short stint in the hospital, very unexpected. So, or I'm sorry, it was last January. Her birthday was in March. So January coming up will be a year. I kept in contact with her husband a little bit, but no, but my mom, of course, is still here. So mm-hmm. I think that's a really good idea, though. How about your, well, obviously your mom and sister are still here. What about the other?
Jeannie? Yes.
Jeannie?
I am going to write a letter to her.
Are you?
I'm definitely going to do that. You know, we don't acknowledge, I don't think, these people in our lives as much as they should be. And they probably don't even expect it.
Oh gosh. No, no.
So yeah, I think I'm going to do that. I think that's a great idea. It's just a fun thing to do, to acknowledge the people that have been your role models and your heroes throughout your life and have changed your life in any manner, to just reach out with them either through a card, a letter, just give them a call and just say, hey, look, you changed my life. You were a shining star in my life, and I just want you to know that.
That's such a great idea. That will make their day, their week, their month, their year. You know, you never know, and they would never know unless you tell them. So that's really cool. Right. And I also think, too, like for the future, being a role model, because you have a daughter, you yes. know, and I have two girls, and it's like our words matter, our actions matter. They look to us, you know, for inspiration mm-hmm. and kind of being a role model isn't an option for me and you being a mother, you
right.
know, so,
oh, for sure.
So there's that side of it. So it's nice to look back and say, who was that person for me? But I kind of think it's cool to look forward to and say, who am I going to be that for them? You know, who will I be for them? It's kind of both sides of it, you know?
Oh yeah, definitely. And also maybe to talk about it with them.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Because they're at a younger age. My daughter's 14. Like, who you look up to?
I would love to hear that. Those answers.
Mm-hmm.
Right. That
I would
be
too.
Fun.
I would too.
I mean,
definitely.
Claire's 5, and she might say her baby doll. You know.
She's but, she pays attention more than you think she does.
But Adeline for certain, and you know, Charlie yes. just turned 8. She would have an answer for me, I think. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I think
yeah,
that's going to be the two oldest girls.
And maybe we can actually give the answer to that on our Facebook page after
oh,
we talk to them.
Let's do that. I will ask both my girls and I will do an unedited version of their answer on our Facebook page.
That's hilarious. This has been a good podcast. It actually brings back a lot of memories for me of what other people have done for me along my journey. Yeah.
Yeah, same. I thought it would be something to make us smile and our listeners can think of who their role models were and just, you know, make it's a happy podcast. It's to make you smile.
So I hope you all go out and think about your role model and maybe send them a little note or a phone call to let them know how special they are in your life.
Yes. Thanks so much for listening to us today and we will see you next time.
All right. You all be healthy out there. Take care.
We appreciate you spending this time with us and hope that you have enjoyed our podcast, The Autoimmune Mamas. Never forget that the disease does not define who you are. You are strong and you are amazing. This is Teresa and Tiffany signing off for now. Hope to see you next time. Have a great day.
The available podcast, Autoimmune Mamas, has been produced for entertainment purposes only. The contents of this podcast does not constitute medical or professional advice and does not create any type of professional relationship between the audience and the presenters.